Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well today. I think it's been lovely being outside in this really wonderful weather and enjoying it immensely. It's such a good feeling to stand out there and feel the sun on your face.
It's
wonderful. It's great.
And it's not humid. And it's November. Yeah. And I was looking at the forecast for the next week. Every single day, it's 70 or above. Every day.
Yay.
And the sun is shining right through next Wednesday. They say we might a little bit of rain on Wednesday, but... like, okay. I mean, it's just, but there's also the sun shining with the raindrops. So I love it. I think this is beautiful. I mean, you know what? This has been a crazy year, but I will say the weather has been really, really beautiful. So here
kind.
We are.
I say kind. It's been kind to us. There were a couple of times there in July and August when it was just so humid and so hot. It was just not good to be outside, but and it's for the first time in many years. It was so hot and so humid that Lake Wallenpaupack actually turned green because the algae was just in full bloom because of those conditions. So as soon as we had that first cold wave that came from Canada, mid-August, it just cleaned it right up, and that lake is crystal blue right now. I wouldn't want to take a dip in it, but yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to take a dip in it ever, but that's...
No, I know. That's a whole other story. But there are...
Lakes.
Yeah, there are still boats that are in
the dust.
Well,
that's a good thing.
No, it's not. They should get them out of there. Because you never know.
Hey, look at this weekend, Lynn. The guys whose boats are still in, the guys and gals who still have a boat, they're going to enjoy this weekend. And maybe there won't be many spiders because it's not warm.
You know, that's true. You have a point there.
There you go.
The spiders have probably been killed off, or they've gone
there you
into
go.
A nest. And then let them stay there.
But,
how are you enduring this self-quarantine of sorts?
Well, I mean, I'm doing okay. I mean, it's like I said, Sean's been here. You and I were talking before we went on air. Sean's home for this week. So, you know, you have to be a little more on the ball when someone's in your house, you know what I mean? So, I'm doing okay. I haven't really been anywhere. I go into Broadway office and I get out almost every day. But I'm all right. It's okay. It's okay.
It's driving me nuts. I'll volunteer that information. It is, I'm just having a really hard time with it. And I don't think that it's necessarily because of the circumstances in my home, I think it's more the circumstances externally, like you mentioned, that we can't go out, we can't be with other people. And that's the part that, even though I'm not as much a social butterfly as you are, I love to go out to eat. Like, then when the four of us go out to eat someplace, you know, that is very comforting, and it's good to be around friends. But when you can't do things like that, or you have to stop and think about, gee, I wonder where they were before I invite them to come up here. Or,
well, I know that, long,
you know, it's, yep, crazy.
That sucks. I know.
It further isolates you. And that's, I really feel the stress of that. I stopped by my office yesterday, and I'm actually going to see a client on Tuesday in my office, which will,
wow,
be the first time I've had anybody in there since maybe March. I'm not even sure if it was March. Could have been before that. But I'm feeling weird about it, you know, in the sense of, I don't know whether or not I want to do this or should do this. And, you know, I have to get in there and really scrub it down. Although nobody's been in there, you know, it's not, the door's locked and nobody's been in there except me. But it's just, it is the fact that you have to consider all of this before you try to, you know, go back to business as usual, literally business as usual.
I know.
Then I've got this other issue with regulatory stuff about whether or not I have to declare this place I live in as a branch office, because I've been working here since March. I said, I've never seen a human being here that, other than my husband, that's a client. So why do we even need to acknowledge this? Well, apparently Pennsylvania is not acknowledging COVID-19 dislocations. Well, maybe somebody,
wow,
needs to grow up. You know, I mean, this is not something that happens every other day of the week. And as usual with Pennsylvania, you have to question it, challenge it, and then, oh, they changed the law. But it's ridiculous that you have to get to that point. So that's why I say, you know, I've been doing everything I can from here, and by Zoom, and by emails, and all that other kind of stuff, and using the post office to the extent I have to. But I don't really think that there's a reason for me to want to actually see clients.
Lynn, this client wants to meet in person.
Yeah. Well, I told her that I wanted her to either do this by Zoom or something, because it's paperwork I want to show her. You know, it's
a financial plan. Did you tell her you want her to wear a mask then?
No, I didn't even think about that, but I have to do that.
Yeah, because then I would feel okay. I would feel okay if you disclosed that first. I would be okay then. I wouldn't be nervous, is my point. Because you know her, obviously. I know,
yes,
that doesn't matter,
yes,
because you don't know where or what. But at least if you had that barrier between the two of you, and you're going to be behind a desk, or if you're not,
yes,
I would encourage you to,
yes,
do that.
Yeah. There'll be space between us.
But it is. It's different. It's different. It's bizarre,
really. It's just the fact that you have to think it through like this. You know,
I know that. It's extra time.
Do I really want to take the risk of exposing myself to a potential virus that could kill me? And if not, what if I bring it home?
I know,
you know
that.
There's all that craziness that you have to think about.
I know.
And it's not that it's an inconvenience. I don't want it to be the people to misconstrue what I'm saying, because it is not that it's an inconvenience. It's a high-level concern. It,
yes,
is something that we,
it's
have
scary,
to add to the, yes, it's something,
yes,
we have,
it's
to
very
add to
scary
the picture,
because we have to take it seriously. The other day, I got out to go in to pick something up, I was going to Over the Moon to pick something up in the store, and I literally pulled up, got out of my car, and pulled the door open, ran into a friend of mine who was carrying her baby, and I had no mask. I'm like, oh, dear God, and I'm putting my hand over my face, and she said, they're right there. Kathy has all masks when you walk in, like the disposable. So I grabbed one quick and put it on. I was like an idiot. I'm thinking, what is wrong? And when I was walking in, there was a guy walking down the street with his mask on, and I still didn't think anything about the fact that I didn't have one on. I mean, you beat yourself up, you know. I'm calling myself everything under the sun for being so stupid. And then it's like, if that wasn't bad enough, I'm watching a commercial. I don't know who the commercial's by, but like, oh, masks say so much about you. And they show a bunch of different masks with different slogans and colors. And then it says, what does it say? What is it when you don't have one on? What does that say about you? And I'm like, oh, my God, did I have to see this? Like, it was, oh. Anyway, I can't tell you of the times I've forgotten to, I mean, I quickly recover, but nonetheless.
We all do.
It's scary. It's stupid. You just, I don't know. And many months as this is going on, it's still not routine for me. So that's the scary part. But whatever.
I think it's because you're not out all the time. If you were out all the time,
it would
just be part of what you wear, you know. And I feel the same way. Went to one of the stores around here, Dutch's, the other day. And I watched all the people in there. Everybody had a mask on. And I was really surprised, but they did. And the last time, shouldn't say last time, many times before in May, I watched three guys probably in their late 20s, early 30s, walk in with no mask, and nobody said anything. And I know we talked about this
now,
before.
Not
now. People are really buckling up to it.
You better not. And, you know, Lynn, I do want to say, too, I do also want to say, and, you know, most people know, but I also want to pay a little tribute to my brother-in-law, Ed. last week, my sister Barbara's husband, Ed Englesby, who was my only brother-in-law, as I say, because he was married to my sister, and he used to call me his favorite sister-in-law. So I want to say that he passed away last week of COVID-19. He was a very healthy, strapping guy in the sense that he did and never, it just would go. Was a retired civil servant. He was a policeman in the Philadelphia area. I never know if it's upper or lower Marion Township. He was there for many years. He was also in the Army, so he served our country. He retired. He and my sister got married. He's a lot older. He's 19 years older than my sister, actually. And he was just the nicest, kindest man. Always had a smile, as Irish as could be. Volunteered his time at the soup kitchen for St. Anne's, worked for Life Geisinger part-time, driving all of the sisters from the IHM Center to and fro, and just the kindest, sweetest guy. He told me once that, he told everybody that, the reason I married Barbara? And I said, what, Ed? And he said, so that you could be my sister-in-law. So he knew what to do. He knew what to say. He was kind and loving and sweet to his family. The youngest in his family has a big family, extended family, and very much loved by his niece, Joanne, who lives in New Jersey. He was more of a father to her than an uncle, and wonderful to my sister, Barbara. And so just keep them in your prayers and thoughts. The funeral is next Friday, the 13th. Which also happens to be their wedding anniversary. So it's been very hard and very painful. And when you see people who just think that this is something that is nothing, it's when it hits this close to your home. On my end here, it's just something that should not have happened. And I am heartbroken for him, for my sister, and just want to wish my dear brother-in-law, Mr. Edward Englesby, happy life after, and know that you were well loved on this one, in this life.
Yep. Yeah, he was a good guy.
So, total, the best. So anyway, loved going to the games. He just participated in everything. That was the good thing. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a financial advisor and managing member, and also the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. That's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, and a few others.
I'm Laurie Cadden, and I'm the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
Okay, so following up on something we just talked about, which was COVID-19, there was something that came across my desk the other day from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. And I wanted to make sure that everybody listening to us today hears this, because I think it's a very important piece of information. And I'm just going to read what it says. As COVID-19 remains a threat in the Commonwealth, the Department of Aging is joining the Department of Health to warn everyone, especially older adults, about contact tracing scams. Contact tracing is the process of identifying people who came into contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. So that they can quarantine and monitor for symptoms. Scammers are attempting to take advantage of how this process works by pretending to be contact tracers and trying to get personal information out of victims through phone calls or electronic messages. A contact tracer may or is allowed to ask for verification of someone's date of birth, address, and any other phone numbers they may have, and if someone has already tested positive for COVID-19, they may also ask for the date and location of where that person was tested. A contact tracer will never ask for social security numbers, financial or bank statement, bank account information, or personal details unrelated to a person's potential exposure to someone with COVID-19. Personal information through text message or send someone to any website link asking for, these are some of the things, I'm sorry, that they will never ask for. So this other one was personal information through text messages or send someone to a website link asking for personal information or photographs or videos of any kind, passwords, money, or payment. A contact tracer will never share a person's information with any local, state, or federal law enforcement agency. For more information about the contact tracing process, visit the Department of Health's website. So please note that. This is a wonderful opportunity for people who are scammers to find easy access to your information. And it is absolutely not something they can ask any of this other information. Never give out your social security number to somebody. Don't give banking information. Don't go to any website where you're supposed to provide your bank account information and get gift cards or anything like that, which is one of the scammers' favorite things, is to get gift cards. So just know that this is going on, and please be very, very careful about the information you give out. Ta-da.
Can you even imagine that someone, I mean, really, I know it happens, but why would you give your bank information for tracers?
Because they lead you to believe that they're an official person, and they're asking you information about where you've been and who you've been with, and then they just, it's a logical progression into the conversation, and you've already got the scammers already have their trust because they've asked them the things up front, and so people just keep going with it, you know, and they don't realize what they're doing. But once you get past that point of saying the things that they can ask, which is, just to remind people, they can ask for verification of someone's date of birth, address, and any other phone numbers. And they can ask if someone has already tested positive. They may ask for the date and location of where that person was tested, and that's it. But a lot of these people can go back onto that, and they feel like they're on a roll. So they just keep going and asking for social security numbers. And
my God.
Yes, I know.
Well, I guess it's just as crazy as anything else when these nut jobs call ask you for the information. I mean, I love to, like, when they start and I know it's them, I love to get so far and then I just kind of, like, you know, screw around with them because I know. And then they think they have you and then you just slam them, you know, like it's. And then I call and the one time I really, like, I got into it with this one guy, he actually called me back. Because I'm like, you're a scammer. Stop doing this to people. What is wrong with you? I'm like a scammer vigilante. Just call me Bernie Getz.
Okay.
Oh, God, it drives me nuts. I can't. The injustice of it just drives me crazy. So
I know.
If I'm in the mood, I'll
play the game with them too, and throw it back at them. But it's fun because then they hang up. They don't care.
I got a call from someone who said they were calling from Apple, and they And they went on, and I said, well, I don't know why you're calling me. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, I don't have, why would you call me? I don't have Apple products. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what? I said, I don't have Apple products. So why would I give you that information? I don't even know who you, and they hang up. They hang up. Well, of course, yes. I have Apple products, but I tell them, yes, that. That's how you know. They just hang up on you. You know, like, yep, and there's,
exactly.
Oh, and it's, and they get, and the fact that they have access to people drives me crazy. In this day, yeah, and age, that they have access to our information, and they actually get people to buy into it.
Well, they steal the data.
It's very sad.
They don't even know it.
Yeah, I know. Sad. I don't trust. See, I'm so the opposite. I don't trust even when it is legitimate. I won't. I don't trust that either. So it's just one of those things. But I don't know. It's, mm-hmm, scary, Lynn. Very scary.
Another topic, scammers. not real. I don't mean to put this in the same. But did we talk last week about Jane Fonda and her newest comment?
No, about...
Well, I didn't think we did, but I wasn't sure. Well, first of all, you know, I never mentioned that name in front of my husband because he remembers her from her Viet Cong days when she was over there and went to the North Vietnamese and started carrying on about how much she was supporting them. So she will never live that down, unfortunately. It was a stupid mistake, but she did it. And
well, I love her. I love her.
Well, yeah, I know, and you love her because you love the show that she's in right now. You're just,
I've, you know, always loved
Frankie.
I mean, Grace and Frankie. I loved her anyway. I mean, I knew a little bit, but I don't know enough about that to judge her. Well, so I'm only judging on what I know about her.
And I say to Patrick, I say, look, that was more than 50 years ago. Isn't it time to give it up? I said, she's apologized profusely to all the veterans and did all this kind of stuff. Now, when are you going to let it go? But every time he sees her, he calls her Hanoi Jane. I said, all right,
give
fine.
Me a break, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she's 82 years old. So she said that there's this magazine called The Week. And it just kind of showed up in the mail one day, and I've never heard of it. It's supposed to be something like People Magazine and, you know, stuff like that where they produce weekly magazines, which I think is outrageous because you can't even keep monthly magazines anywhere these days. But anyway, there was an article about her, and she said, and the name of it is called Honda's Closed Up Shop. Jane Fonda has bought the signs of aging long enough, said Maureen Dowd in the New York Times. At 82, the two-time Oscar winner.
Maureen Dowd, I love her. Go ahead.
I do, too. At 82, the two-time Oscar winner and former 70s sex symbol says she's renouncing plastic surgery and finally letting her hair go gray. I got tired of the chemicals and the time and the money to keep myself this particular color of blonde, she says. Enough already. She's also sworn off shopping. The red coat she bought last year at Neiman's to wear for climate protests outside the U.S. Capitol, where she was arrested, will be the last piece of clothing she ever buys. Really, she says, never again. I have two closets full of clothes. I have clothes that I wore 30 years ago. After three marriages and a number of famous boyfriends, Fonda says she's closed up shop on men and on sex. I am fully complete with me and my children and my grandchildren and my friends. I don't want any more romance. I don't have time for it. She has no regrets about her love life, except that she once turned down singer Marvin Gaye. He wanted to, she says, but she was married at the time. Apparently, he had my picture on his refrigerator. I didn't find out until after he died. anyway, that's our girl. You know, you just
that's
say,
our girl.
Wow.
And Lynn, I probably never told you this, but you know how I found out that Marvin Gaye died?
No.
I heard it through the grapevine.
I was waiting for that. I literally said that.
Shut
up.
And I made that joke up, just so you know. I'm the one who made it up.
Well, that was excellent. That was excellent. Well done. It was not a very happy thing, from what I recall. Marvin Gaye's father shot him. That's how he died.
Oh, I know it. I know it was terrible.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Really sad, because he was good.
But I know Jane. I'm getting back to Jane. I know, because I've seen her with her gray hair. So I wonder what's going to happen with the. Yes, I've seen her. She's in different pictures, and I can't wait to see what happens, because I thought someone said that Frank Grace and Frankie is coming back for the last season this month, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how she looks. Wow.
Okay. That was amazing. That I really was shocked to hear her say that. And I knew she was in her 80s, but I knew that all the plastic surgery she's had. And you and I think talked about this before on the show, about your love of Frankie and Grace and how fabulous she looked. And that it was just really hard to believe that she was in her 80s. But I guess she finally just said, I'm done with it, and I'm going to be who I am, and that's it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guts.
Yep.
But there you go.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our guest expert from ERA One Source Realty, Leah Genacopoulos. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Laurie Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
We're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the Managing Director and Financial Planner with Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. That's available on iTunes. Sorry, it's called Apple Podcasts. I can't get that out of my head. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us is our guest expert, Miss Leah Genacopoulos, who is the director of new business development, everything that moves and grows up at ERA. Leah is the director of. And she is joining us because ERA has 10 in 10 different counties, 7 offices, about 100 agents, going strong in this crazy, wild, good, very good, good market. Leah is going to tell us a little bit about some first-time homeowners and all this good stuff. So, Leah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Do you like tell Sunita that you've been promoted to director of everything that goes on up there?
Please. Sure, I'll let her know. So, Kim, she's my little partner too. So, I can't believe we've been talking. So, our conversation started out and when we were talking in March, we obviously had no clue how long this was going on for. And in April, we were like, what is going to happen? Where are we? What's going to go on? And oh my gosh, we're still closed down. And then May happens and it's like, boom. And then, we had our conversations every other month since then. And it's been crazy. It's busy. Oh my gosh. And it's not changing. And I'm thrilled to still be having this conversation in November that it is still insane. Yeah. It's still busy and we still do need listings. But I think one thing we definitely should be talking about and definitely hitting, because NAR released 2 weeks ago that right now the average home buyer is between 28 and 32 years old. Most of them obviously are first-time home buyers. So it's a scary experience to some of these first-time home buyers because it's their money, their hard-earned money, and it's their first house, and are they going to be living there for a couple of years? Is it going to be a long-term? Is it a short-term? But either way, whatever way it is, it's still a big investment. I don't care, if it's your first house, second house, third house, it's still always a big investment that you're making, and it's always, you should always make sure you have the right people on your side. And that's why I can't tell you everyone enough. And Lori, you're a realtor, so you understand. And Lynn, you see how we act day to day. I can't express to everyone enough how much you need a realtor for every transaction. Do not try to do this on your own. And especially in this market, you want the professionals, you want the people that know what they're doing, how to navigate you through this, what's next. We want to hold your hand. It's like you're our children, and it's like we start you off in kindergarten and then we watch you graduate. So we want to be there from beginning to end with you. We want to be the person that's doing the negotiation for you, is your part of point of contact, your communication back and forth. Things can get messy and not on purpose. It's just sometimes right now too, the market hasn't caught up to the appraisals. So some of these houses are selling and the appraisals are still dictating 6 to 8 months ago, which wasn't what the prices are now. So, you could be standing there like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And right now, because it really is such a hot market, you need to know where you're going in, where you're going to price yourself. And I think having the help of a realtor, it just makes it so much smoother. Also, speak with your lender, get pre-approved, get your numbers, get knowledgeable on what you need to know and where your comfort points are. Are you able to spend this much? What happens if you go a little bit over? Because what if it turns into, a bidding war? Are you comfortable enough to go up to X, or do you have to stay at Y? So I just think having all of this information ready to go and being prepared, I think it's a really good start. I also think contacting a realtor and having a conversation with them about what your wants and needs are is something that could really help for A, the realtor finding you the property, and B, yourself, knowing you have a point of contact and knowing that you have someone to lean on and someone that's able to help you and guide you. Because we also do know, you're a first-time home buyer. Do you need the seller's assist? Do you not want the seller's assist?
Do you want to do this included in your closing costs? So there's just so many questions I think that people have in the home buying process. And I think it's very important to always use a realtor.
Can we also explain how the process in Pennsylvania, because that's the only state I really know, the seller who's selling the property is the person who pays the commission. 9 times out of 10, it's the seller who pays the commission during a regular transaction where the seller lists with an agent, therefore then an agency, and then the commission is split, whether it's a broker, whether it's a co-broker, or it's a dual agency. The seller is 9 out of 10 times the one who's going to pay the bill. Can you explain a little bit about that? Because there was a few questions that someone recently had asked me, like, you're the one, I'm selling my house and I'm paying a realtor to do it, but why am I also paying the other realtor who doesn't work for this company the same? So I think people need to really get that what it is, and maybe you can elaborate. Is once you sign that deal, you're saying to that agency and therefore agent, I will give you 6% to sell my property. However that happens, whether it's splitting your commission 50-50 or you sell it with, and you become the dual agent and buy and you represent both. That's the reason they're giving you that commission is for you to sell their property regardless of how it gets done. Could you elaborate a little on that?
You did a good job. So commissions are usually reached, like you said, paid out by the seller, and there's a split that is determined upon agreement and what you have agreed upon to the seller and with the other agent. And so once it's agreed upon, say whatever the amount is, then it's split to you and it's split to the other agent. However, we are a dual agency state. So, you know, I could be listing your house and I could be having the buyer as well. So then obviously the commissions would go directly to my firm. But, you know, on the other chance, most deals, I shouldn't say it all depends actually right now. A lot of deals are usually, you know, X company and B company. So what happens there is you would split evenly. And, you know, the thing is your work is to the seller, their work is to the buyer. And it helps to make, you know, the transaction easier because then the seller has you as their point of contact, the buyer has them as their point of contact, and then you guys communicate between. So that's how it's coming up with where the commissions are paid out. That helped.
Okay. And you want to go over seller assist too, so these first-time buyers and first-time sellers might understand what that means.
I'll give like a generic rundown since I'm obviously not a lender or in the finance field. But seller's assist helps with assisting in the closing cost to the buyer. It's less cash out of pocket that they have to bring, and it helps cover what they would need as far as their closing cost to bring to the table, what fees have added up and their transfer tax. So they roll all of their closing costs in, and it helps bring a little bit less money to the closing table. Well, I shouldn't say a little bit, depending on the amount you're using. And it kind of leaves cash in your pocket. So that lets you do like maybe a project that you wanted to do. If you wanted to redo a bathroom, it's a lot easier to pay $7,000 to redo the bathroom you want than it is to bring it just to pay costs and fees. So I do think it is nice to have that seller's assist. And it's different for the loans. It depends. It's based off of a percentage. So it's 3% off of a conventional loan and then 6% off of an FHA and VA loan.
So, and Leah, right in the contract, that seller assist clause is in there. So most people, do you believe most agents do let the buyers and the sellers know that this is an option for them?
Well, yes, and they should be explaining that at the time of the listing contract. If you have the seller, you should, you know, be explaining that, hey, by the way, this is what could happen at the chance of an offer we could be getting. We can also be accepting an offer with the seller's assist. So it should be always disclosed from the beginning on all of your transactions.
Yep. Okay, good. I think they're important things to know and for people to get a handle on, because sometimes that knowledge isn't necessarily imparted by
by an agent when they list the property. It's important. I mean, these are things that are and available and...
Right, and right now, it's, you know, don't hesitate to call any of us here at ERA in any of our offices if you just want a generic conversation, if you're looking to start the home buying process, if you haven't even called a lender, you know. We have several different outlets that we can send you to. We have a bunch of lenders. We have a bunch of title companies, inspection agencies. We have a ton of resources to help you. So if you may not be really ready yet to buy or you're just starting it and you don't even know where to begin, give any of our agents a call at any of our offices. And, you know, we have an office in Peckville, in Scranton, Clark Summit, Mountaintop, Stroudsburg, Lake Ariel. So we have every region covered. So if you're looking, say, in that Pike Lane area, call one of our agents up at our Lake Ariel office. They'll be glad to assist you and give you whatever information you're looking for. So that's, you don't have to be ready to buy to call us.
And Leah, the other thing, like you said, is to use an agent. I mean, plenty of people can and do sell their houses on their own. But the bottom line is using an agent helps you with everything you do, including not only the agent, but you also have the company backing you up. And that I think is important to take into consideration. You're not just, there you
it
go. Okay.
I had a buyer. We found a house for sale by owner, and he thought it was going to be as easy as just putting it on Facebook and Zillow. And then he called me and he said, can I just take you as my agent too? He said, because this is not as easy as I thought. I said, absolutely. I can certainly help you. So, you know, and a lot of people get to see that once they start the transaction. So.
And Leah, one more question on the commercial side. I know you don't do a lot of commercial, but in general, have you been hearing, as I know that the residential side is through the roof, but as far as commercial, how is that going? You hearing anything on that end?
Steady. It's not anywhere near residential, but it's steady. There are some commercial properties that are definitely moving, so it's a good thing.
Okay, good. So Leah, if anyone wants to get in touch with you or anyone at ERA, what's some of the ways they can do that?
You can call our home office at 570-587-9999. Our website, which is ERA1.com. Any of our social media outlets, which is ERA One Source Realty. We're on Facebook, social media, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you're looking to get in touch with us, we have a way. So we're available 24/7. I always say that jokingly, obviously. Sometimes we might not be able to answer the phone at 1 o'clock in the morning, but between texting, whatever it may be, our agents at ERA are always, always available.
And Leah, give somebody, because we have one more minute, give somebody one thing to take away from this. If you want to sell or you're looking to buy, give them one last piece of information they can leave this weekend with.
Well, if you're looking to sell, we need your house, so it'll definitely go. And if you're looking to buy, give us a call so we can help you on where you need to start. And let's have a conversation. Let's sit down and talk. And no matter where you are, you can call one of our Mountaintop agents, our Stroudsburg agents, our Peckville agents. Mm-hmm. There are so many of us. We have over 100 of us available to help you. So don't ever hesitate.
There you go. Well, Leah, thank you. Very informative conversation. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
And everybody else out there, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this beautiful spring-like weather. I'm so excited. The sun's out for several days in a row and nice and warm in November. It's beautiful. So enjoy, everybody. We'll see you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.